You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink and toast the weekend with a shot of the day. The Dispatch Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
And we're celebrating International Cat Day on a Bad Choice Friday with the Stray Cats.
Garbage can.
Because of the Stray Cats, we got what? The Squirrel Nut Zippers?
Who are all those other bands?
Yeah,
that era?
All that kind of garbage. Mm.
The Zoot Riot kind of stuff. Did you ever hear any of that?
No.
Something Cherry
Zoot,
Cherry Pop
Cherry
and Daddy.
Poppin' Daddies.
Yep.
Zoot Suit Riot.
Yeah.
Riot.
It's kind of a big band swing thing, Mike, you see?
Without being good.
Right, terrible.
There was a period in the 90s where swing got massive, and these bands were...
They capitalized.
Yes, they did. You can hear my voice, how much I loved it.
Yeah. Stray Cats and Stray Cats Strut taking on Tom Jones.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Word on the street, Tom Jones is getting his ass kicked in the voting. If you follow us on X,
it's back even.
Is it?
Come on, Tom Jones.
Is he coming back? All right.
It's just even. 50-50.
Is it?
If you like music, this is just a better song. Listen to this guy.
Burt Bacharach and Who's? Somebody else.
I'd let Tom Jones sleep with my girl.
Did you figure out the cleaning song?
I didn't, man. I don't know. I believe it was the album when Tom Jones covered Kiss from Prince, all right? Mm-hmm. Whatever that album was, someone brought it in. And when I worked at one of the restaurants, when it was closing time for the kitchen, it wasn't the song Kiss, but whatever the first song that album was.
Well, Kiss is the first song on it.
So not that one. God, I wish I could find it, man. I'm telling you, it just...
What you been missing?
Maybe.
Move Closer.
I don't know.
After the Tears.
I would know it by the very beginning, because he just comes out screaming, man.
Oh, he also does a version of I Can't Get No Satisfaction on that as well. Basically, that entire... All Tom Jones does is covers. That's crazy. I mean, I'm sure maybe this is original.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He hit that note.
Either way, vote now for our Bad Choice Friday. Let's see here. Follow us on X Men's Room Live. It's either going to be Tom Jones or Stray Cat. So vote now. One of those two tunes coming up right after Drinking Toast with a Shot of the Day. So today, our question, when it comes to life, family, job, genetics, or whatever, how are you winning? And a couple more here on the genetic lottery. Guy with a huge bladder called himself a road trip champion.
Yeah.
That's not good, though.
What?
Well, I think after a while that would cause trouble. Not peeing enough.
Well, I don't know. I just know that my kids, seemingly on road trips, had very small bladders.
Yes.
I've had girlfriends with incredibly small bladders.
Mothers.
You name it.
Just women. All right, let's just say it.
Okay.
I mean, I'm with Ted, though. I've heard if you hold it, you could damage the prostate, which can make it very difficult to get an erection or even become aroused.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Very critical.
That's a lot.
It is.
Okay. I can be well rested with only 4 to 5 hours of sleep every night.
That's my daughter.
Really?
Oh,
she's
God
up
damn.
All night long.
She does not need sleep. We think it's crazy, man.
That is crazy. Someone said no matter how much ice cream they eat or how fast they eat it, they will never get brain freeze.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Our question when it comes to life, family, job, genetics, whatever, how are you winning? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Logan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, real quick. Hey, Ted.
What up, Logan?
What's up?
Yeah, you know, chilling. Friday, sun's out, feeling good.
Thinking of work.
I deliver beer for a living, and I get free beer whenever I want.
That is a positive thing.
Yes, it is.
Do you get free beer, or does it have to fall off the truck?
A little bit of both.
All right.
A lot of times when you pick up from a brewery, they'll give you some samples, or they'll send some samples to the warehouse. But if you're walking through the warehouse and you see a case with a beer missing, then you've got, instead of a 4-pack of beer, there's a 3-pack, so that's kind of free game.
So, but if there's a 3-pack of beer, obviously someone just snagged a beer, right?
Well, if a salesman comes through and they want to grab samples for one of the accounts, then that could be why it's missing. Or the can just got damaged in shipping and they had to pull it off.
Okay. How many times have you, quote-unquote, accidentally lost the case, so to speak?
Everybody asks that. there's an abundance of damaged cans around, so I don't really need to take it, you know?
Okay. So if we had a party, would you be able to bring a case of beer? I mean, mix matched, whatever. Would you at least have that on you right now?
I could grab some from work. I could put together like a little case. Probably, I've done that before.
How about when the beer expires? Do you have to take it off the shelf? Do you know that Best Buy date?
Yeah, we do that a lot. IPAs go bad quicker. But we usually have like a pile of old beer in the warehouse that's getting ready to get thrown away. And some of it, still tastes fine, you know, so we can take from there.
Okay, time out on this. You said the IPAs typically go bad faster, right?
Well, I wouldn't say go bad, but they don't taste as fresh after two or three months.
Isn't that the whole point of the IPA? Is that it would last longer in transport? Therefore,
right,
you know, you could drink it for a longer period of time. I thought that was the history of that style of beer.
Well, the hoppy flavor kind of goes down because originally they made it an IPA so that it would taste like a pale ale by the time it gets to its destination.
Aha. Uh-huh. So,
and then they figured out that they can drink it right away and it's extra hoppy.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
Did not know that.
I did not know that.
That's
either.
Actually the best explanation I've heard.
Yeah. How long have you been delivering beer?
Almost 4 years.
All right.
What did you do before that?
Drank it.
Well, before that I was installing refrigerators and delivering couches and definitely hated doing that.
Do you work in the South End or North End?
Our home base is in Kent. Most of my routes are up north from Kent all the way up to Bellingham, but we have guys that go down to Tacoma and
you all,
so if one of those guys are out, I
might do that route. Do you deliver any of the men's room IPA or the 20th anniversary lager?
No, I think
boo.
Yeah, I have a buddy that had a few different jobs.
Yeah,
and he just got into that industry. He absolutely loves it.
Most of the guys I know in that industry love it. A friend of ours, what do you call him? The naked German, as it were.
Yeah.
He does beer sales, man, and like it's cool because every time I talk to him, he knows every beer that's out, every beer that's coming out. Every once in a while, when we meet at a mutual friend's house, he'll roll up, man, and be like, "Hey, here's a 4-pack of whatever." Right? This beer's not out yet.
Yeah.
But you get to sample it, and it's like every time, man.
Dude, I didn't. So my cousins, right? They own that bar on Cape Cod, Neptune's in Hyannis. So I literally didn't buy beer that entire week. Now I'm with family, so I didn't need a ton of
stuff. Sure.
My one cousin, Patrick, just gave up drinking 7 years ago. Dan just doesn't drink much. But they get so many samples and all this stuff. So every time I wanted a beer to fill up the cooler, my cousin Patrick would be like, hang on, let's just drive by work and grab a bunch of stuff from the back. He's like, they just have boxes. Or like, if a can gets dented or this or that. So there's
That's crazy, though. So like, one barely drinks, one does not drink, but they get all these samples of beer.
Right, so it's just they're just sitting back there. So they're like, seriously, Ted, like, just take them.
Oh, man.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you even do the, are you sure? Or did you just say, I'm in?
Oh, I just said I'm in.
Yeah, that as I've gotten older, the one thing I've realized, that's one of the small victories of life, is getting older and realize you don't always have to be overly nice. You know,
yeah.
Hey, man, you know, help yourself to beer. Instead of saying, are you sure? I say thank you.
Correct.
Right, like just yeah. Don't quite, just go do it. But when I was younger, you know, are you sure? Is it okay? And I'm like, guys, they offered it to you. Take advantage of this thing.
Yeah.
It's like when you go to the bar, hey, man, I accidentally poured whatever beer, but the guy actually wanted this. Do you want it? Yes.
The only rule was a couple nights they were like, we don't want to work tonight. Just walk in, say hi to your nephew, just walk to the walk-in and grab it. Because we don't want to go into work.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, I'd be your man. But you're always that guy. So, hey, if you buy, I'll fly, right?
Correct.
Yep. Did you guys see the article 2 weeks ago that said one of the best, as far as happiness in your work environment?
Okay.
A job that you feel good about. The number one job now is working at a dispensary. And I thought to myself,
really?
Yeah.
You know what? That would probably be, you can't walk in there angry. You're going in there to buy weed. You're going to get what you want.
Wait, you mean as far as shopping or where you work?
Where you work.
Where you work.
So the customer's coming in. You're not going to get someone coming
in. Oh, right,
like,
right.
Like, this bud sucks. Well, we'll give you another one.
Yeah.
Like, but they don't have that attitude. So as far as a consumer, you know, working with people, business is concerned, anything else in retail, you're going to deal with a bunch of schmucks.
All the time.
Not always, but you're going to have your due.
But you don't get a lot of Karens at the weed shop.
There's just not a lot of conflict.
And one thing you notice, though, like, at least most of the weed shops I've been into, most of the employees are pretty baked.
Right.
They're not out of their
management
mind stupid.
Management understands who's working there.
That's what I mean. And it's cool because you don't walk into the bar and the bartender's hammered, you know, but you go into the weed shop. Yeah. They're clearly high. They're still, they're very lucid. They know what they're talking about, but like, they're real chill.
Also, they work together. Like, if they don't understand something, it's very easy to turn and go, hey, you vape or you do edible.
Right,
you
know what I mean?
Like, you're more, he's your expert here. You know?
People that smoke weed generally are not as aggressive.
Yeah.
Like, look, we all drink in here, but booze makes people aggressive.
Yes, it does.
Right? So, like, right, you know, people knock. Nobody's going to be knocking on the door at a weed shop, like, come on, man. I know it's last call, but I need that joy. A
couple more on as far as who won the genetic lottery and why that helps your life. All my mom's siblings lived into their late 90s and beyond.
Mm.
That's pretty cool.
But they said
what about
mom's
the mom?
No, that, like, that's conveniently left off of that. Oh, she was hit by a bus. I mean,
well, yeah, I mean, if something like that happens. I have 120% lung capacity.
Damn.
And my lungs go numb when I'm sprinting. So I only feel tired when I stop.
That's weird.
That is really strange.
I mean, I guess it's convenient if you want to run. Like, I have no desire to run, so that doesn't do anything for me.
I have no reaction to mosquito bites, poison ivy, any of that stuff. And no clue why.
Another person don't get bitten by mosquitoes, man.
You do not. Or fleas.
I don't. And it's weird because my wife gets mobbed by mosquitoes. Oh,
and they're attracted to alcohol.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
She does not drink like I do.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the whole...
Like, she takes it easy. She's responsible. I am not, right? But we're in Florida, and it's humid. There's a billion mosquitoes out there. I don't notice them. And then when we got back to the house, like, she's slathering up, and she's like, I got bitten 10,000 times. And I'm like, we were sitting next to each other. Were there mosquitoes? She's like, yes. They just don't bite my ass.
Let's see here. Multiple people said they have perfect teeth without braces. Others said they don't have. They don't always brush, never floss.
Ew, man!
But have zero cavities.
No. Listen, do it anyway.
Right.
I mean, just brush your teeth anyway, man. Like, I'm glad you don't have cavities, but I still have to smell your breath.
Your breath is worse than you think it is.
Yes.
Just
always.
Brush your teeth, please. If you're riding the bus, brush your teeth.
Yes.
Someone says double eyelashes. No need for mascara. Yes, it's rare, but it is a thing.
Nice.
What are like, you literally, you have two layers? Sets of...
I think so. They just have very, very full lashes, so they don't need to hit the mascara with it to darken it up. It's just, it's full.
I honestly, unless you're wearing fake lashes, I do not notice eyelashes. It's not something I care about. But my son, apparently.
You notice it more than you think you do.
Do I?
I believe so.
Right. Women are very good at it. So that's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes you don't even realize they are fake.
Well, my son, he, I guess, according to pretty much every woman that has ever seen him, has been blessed with beautiful eyelashes. And again, I'm like, really? But seriously, I mean, like, even when he was an infant, here's my baby. They're like, oh my God, he has beautiful eyelashes. I'm like, how about the rest of his face? But as he's gotten older, it's still, oh wow. He has beautiful eyelashes. Only women, you know, dudes are like, hey,
I'll tell you where I think you're winning is the fact that your parents are in love and they're still together. I don't think there's anything wrong with divorce. I think people who need to get divorced.
You need to get divorced.
Yeah. I've been divorced twice. It's not about that. It's about the idea of, you know, when I was younger, my dad was somewhere else. My mom was here. Like, holidays, all these things. Oh, yeah. Like, the whole family was never really together.
Yeah,
it wasn't the worst thing in the world because basically that's all you know.
If that's what you know, it's what you know. But yeah, my parents have been together 61 years this year.
But just to have that nuclear family that's always together and
always
does things together. Like, I know it drove you crazy, but instead of, you know, me getting on a Greyhound bus to go see my dad or getting on an airplane, which wasn't the worst thing in the world, but it was still.
But it's a
hassle. Everyone's everywhere.
Yeah, I would just come home. They were both there.
Yep.
Yeah, it is a weird thing, man. 61 freaking years together.
Our question when it comes to life, family, job, genetics, whatever, how are you winning? 206-803-RON.
My relationship can collect Social Security. Well, it used to be able to.
They got to wait four more years now, but yeah. Hello, Luke. Welcome to the men's room.
Positive Friday, fellas.
Positive Friday.
Okay, you guys know about autism?
Yeah, very familiar. Yes.
Yeah.
Some people know this already, but it's still worth mentioning. But a couple things it does come from is finely tuned senses to a varying degree. But fortunately, that has I've been able to turn that in from a weakness into a strength as an early warning system. So if I'm feeling any sort of discomfort or pain in my physical body, I'm able to figure out where it's coming from. But sometimes I still have to go to a doctor to figure it out, but early warning systems are a good thing if you know what I mean.
Well, if you have them, I'm not sure that I do. I'm not sure that I have that skill level. You know, like I always know, I've got a headache, my back hurts.
Sure.
How did I hurt my shoulder? I slept on it wrong. But I mean, as far as internal knowing what's going on, no, I do not have that. I wish I did.
Well, yeah, and plus, it works best if I'm trying to get a sore throat. That's some people might think that's an early warning that you're getting sick, but I'm able to pick that up a little bit quicker. Also, if you know how sometimes it's also a little tricky to figure out whether if something you're being told is not true or not. Well, my ADHD, which kind of comes with it, I'm also able to turn that from a weakness into a strength where if I figure out that something someone is telling me is not true, I'm able to hyper-focus and remember very specific details, which also comes in handy in other situations.
For sure.
But if you need to tell someone something.
Well, let me ask you this. Luke, when you were growing up, if you needed to take a test and you read through all the stuff that the test was based on, do you have one of those photographic memories that just, you know, even though you're not really even digesting the material, you can just remember it based on the correct answer?
Well, I honestly, it might have happened when I was 3 years old, but honestly, I don't remember when it happened. However, when it comes to, sometimes ADHD can help. It can be a problem when it comes to distractions, but I'm able to use that to kind of tune myself out of something when I know I'm being lied to. I mean, take the legacy media from the last 4 or 5 years that I couldn't tell what was going on, but after a little while, I was able to, the long and short of it was I was able to turn that from my ADHD from a weakness into a strength where after I had a couple talks with some of my my friends and my parents about some of this stuff, because I got confused back then. So,
people are still getting confused, brother.
Yeah, yeah, you're not alone.
It's kind of at what age were you diagnosed?
I don't know.
You have no idea.
Since nobody really knows if it's genetic or if it develops at a certain age, but I think I've had it since birth.
Okay.
Now, are you because of that? Are you accelerated or do you need to catch up as far as when you were educated? You know what I mean? Like, were you an accelerated student or were you one that needed a little bit more time to figure stuff out?
It was a mix of both, honestly.
Just depends on the subject like anybody else.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I was fast at art and aquatics, but I still kind of stink at math, to be perfectly honest.
See, I think that would be where you would accelerate for whatever reason. I don't know why, but
because there's no.
It's just analytical. It's just
right. it is what it is. Right. There's nothing to interpret. Yeah. This is the answer, or it is not the answer. Yeah. I suck at math, man. And part of my problem is because there is no wiggle room. And I need wiggle room with stuff. So, you know, if you're writing, you know, you read some history paper and you have to write your dissertation on it, unless you completely miss the point, even if the teacher disagreed, depending how you wrote it, you can still get a good grade. With math, it's like, you are incorrect.
Yep.
Period.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I hated that, man.
Ted, here's one you like from the text. My mom passed me down blonde hair and a big butt.
Nice.
Our question when it comes to life, family, job, genetics,
Bruce
or whatever,
shark.
How are you winning? 206-803-ROCK.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Return to Ted versus the FCC coming up at 435 right after emails on our question. When it comes to life, family, job, genetics, whatever, how are you winning? 206-803-ROCK. Ted, you were talking earlier this week in the office back there about the fishing tournament that is going on right now in Ocean City, Maryland.
Yeah, the White Marlin Open.
So not only do they do apparently the White Marlin Open, maybe that's the overall
thing. That's
the
name of the tournament, but you can get white or blue marlin.
Also, tuna, it turns out.
Yeah, and
is there tuna off the coast of Maryland?
Oh, yeah, there's a ton of Atlantic tuna.
I had no idea.
They run all the way up to like Cape Cod and stuff. There's a whole show called Wicked Tuna. And then,
yes, you're right.
And the wintertime, they'll go down to like the Carolinas. But that tournament in Maryland, I grew up going to Ocean City. I didn't realize till probably 19 or 20, that is the white marlin capital of the world. It's
really?
The biggest tournament. Jordan flies his private jet there and fishes in it every year.
Yes, he does.
I had absolutely
He's out in the water
no idea.
Right now. He gets there a week early.
So, right, because we're just used to going to Ocean City and partying and on the beach. If you go to that end of the boardwalk, I mean, it's wild. The sharks they catch out there and everything.
Like, I honestly have no idea. You're right. I live with Ocean City to get drunk and hopefully get laid.
Well, that's fishing.
One of those.
That's fishing.
Yeah,
I mean, it really is.
My own fishing, yeah.
Virginia Beach boat reeled in a 95-pound tuna this past Tuesday at the White Marlin Open. That could be worth more than 1.8 million if it stays atop the category leaderboard, which so far this week it has.
Why would someone give you that much money for that? Or is that the prize?
This tournament has so much cash in all these different, like the white marlin, instead, the blue one, whatever. Tuna as well. So Tommy Forella, he's an angler from New Smyrna Beach, Florida, won the battle with a fish on Mama Sea, captained by Rob Mahoney. Mama Sea's catch is 40 pounds heavier than the second place tuna.
Damn.
So unless someone catches a bigger one, but...
Was the other one from the Bill Fisher?
Did the Bill Fisher take him?
I don't know. I just know there's the Matha guy on the Bill Fisher.
Because he was going for the blue marlin.
Okay, yeah.
So I don't know if these guys go out and just try to, like, whatever you catch.
Yeah.
And then you just bring it back in, and here's what I got. The Virginia Beach boats could have a hold on the tuna top spot. Not for very long, as each of the past six winners in the division landed a tuna weighing more than 120 pounds.
Damn.
The past two winners have topped 220 pounds. The scales closed Tuesday night with the Barbara B, an Atlantic Beach, North Carolina boat, still the leader in the blue marlin category. $4.4 million.
Jeez, man.
Drew Alsmeyer, Tammany, Maryland, reeled in a 909-29-pounder. He is up for $1.1 million right now. If you just win this tournament, that boat's going to walk away with $1 million, depending on the category, depending on the fish.
Damn, man.
So as far as winning goes.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing to win a scratch-off ticket. It's another thing to come home with, as in the tuna winner, $1.8 million.
Well, one of these guys that went to Damatha, he's on a boat. Again, I don't know. They posted this 2 days ago. So they had a blue marlin. But his boat has won that tournament before.
And, what's awesome about it is that's something you do as a hobby anyway. Right?
Yeah.
Like, if you fish, that's where you go. That's where you find your peace of mind. You do this thing. And then you have the opportunity to join a competition and potentially make millions of bucks for something you would just do on your own.
Also, they talk about these boats like they talk about racehorses. So this one, Mama Sea. Mama Sea spends the summers in Ocean City.
Right.
But then, in November, travels down to Florida where she spends her winters. Like, that's how they talk about these boats. They talk
seriously. That is weird, man.
And then the tournaments are down there.
Oh, right.
So
right.
In the winter months, like horse racing goes down to Arizona and Florida and all that. When it comes to life, family, job, genetics, whatever, how are you winning? 206-803-ROCK.
You ever make money playing golf? That's your hobby, right? So these guys fish because it's a hobby.
I have won two tournaments or been a part of a team that's won two tournaments.
And what do you get for it? Just like the plaque, as you would say?
I got a plaque. Yeah.
A free dinner?
No, the worst of it is the last two holes in one that I've hit, I've had to go and take people out to dinner.
Right.
Not that I care. Not that it's the biggest deal. But it's a common thing. Let's say my buddy hits a hole in one.
All right.
We go to the bar. I want to get a shot. I'm going to get Don Julio 1942.
Because he's paying for it.
I'm going to get Johnny Walker Blue Label. I'm going to get Pappy Van Winkle if they have it.
Yeah.
If they have a 20-year-old Weller, I'm going to drink that. That's kind of how this goes down.
I thought if you hit it, though, you had to pay for the drinks.
That's what he's saying.
I do.
Yeah.
He's saying when his buddy does it.
Oh.
That's what he's going blue label.
So that's what happens to me. So when I hit my two, like surf and turf, hey, have you ever had a tomahawk a steak before?
Ooh, lovely.
Ted, you know what last time I had one was? When I hit a hole in one, because we got it for the table.
Yep. You got to split a tomahawk.
You ever seen the seafood towers where they have
I have had a seafood tower from the same place, but yeah, I've had it once in my life.
Also the same place I got the tomahawk steak.
Yeah.
How much did that cost you to hit a hole in one?
About a grand.
God damn. Yeah. That's like the exact opposite of how it should be.
Right. So as far as money goes, people do bet on the golf course. I'm not good enough to do that.
Yeah.
But the worst thing you can do on a golf course
is hit a hole in one
with people you know. Because people you don't know, they will give you a pass. They will still go out to dinner with you, meet you for drinks.
Well, wait a minute. If your buddy hits one and you're ordering the most expensive stuff you can, I think it's fair play when you hit one, they do it to you.
But that's his point.
I had to get him back.
He would only do that because, a good friend, and I always say this, like, a good friend prevents you from going to jail. A good friend steps in and gets you out of a fight. Your best friend just jumps into the fight with you. So when you're there with your best friend, your best friend's going to F you when you go to the bar.
Yes.
A good friend would say, I'll just take Jack. A really close friend says, I want Johnny Walker Blue Label because we're good friends. Right.
If you're a really good friend, like a good friend, if a really hot blonde sat down beside Steve, now I know he's married, but it's just circumstantial. It's a bar, the seat's open.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, hey, Steve, when's your boyfriend getting here?
Sure.
just so I have a chance.
Yeah.
That's exactly what would happen.
I mean, not because I know he's not going to go home with her. So, but I still got to work my way in there.
And I would do the same thing.
With a jab. You know, not like he's married. I would never do that.
No, that's not fun.
I would come in with something else.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, is that herpes rash cleared up?
I'd say that's what I would say to you. Hey, man, is outbreak over?
Yeah.
We're cool.
Not just yet. Have that cream.
When it comes to life, family, job, genetics, whatever, how are you winning? 206-803-ROCK.
You tell her about that weird thing you got going on, man.
You know that thing with the little flipper?
Yeah, you were telling me about it last night.
You still got that pump, man? We go, is that the only way you can do it?
And just in advance, remember,
model, okay, I'm ready to go.
It happens to every guy. Just letting you know.
Yeah.
Keep talking. Hello.
Quick draw.
Why do they call you Little Blue Pill?
Quick draw, Little Blue Pill.
Nothing to do with the Matrix. Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Hey, man. I got to tell you guys, I've been listening to you guys since, 2008. I was living in Seattle for a little bit, and I was going to college there in Bellevue College, and happened to stumble across your show because I was new to the area. I had no idea. Just hit seek, and I came across your guys' show, and I've been a fan ever since.
Oh, appreciate it, man.
Where are you living now? Are you still here?
No. I'm from Southern Oregon. Same town of your guys as I can't remember. Not shot of the day, but
so you're from Medford. Man. You're from Medford.
Yeah. Yes.
But you guys got an In-N-Out burger. So you are in fact winning.
Honestly, I'm more of a Five Guys. You know, take that for what you will. But,
all right. Well, so you're loaded with cash.
Well, I am a union electrician, so we
nice.
You know, we play the part, right?
Yeah, I bet you do.
Yeah, I feel like Five Guys. There's two different urges for me. Five Guys is a bigger burger.
It is.
Whereas like In-N-Out, I'm getting a couple.
Right. Cost.
The difference is $35 in Five Guys, $12 in In-N-Out.
Yeah,
but the burger is bigger. The fries are more and better.
The Five Guys hits when you're hungover, right? Like, you go in, you get a double, you get the fresh jalapenos and some sautéed onions, and that's really all you need, and it sets you off on your day in the right way.
I'm more of a bacon, cheese, ketchup, mustard, and caramelized onions.
Yeah,
I stopped there.
How are you? You
what? Yeah. No, I'm saying,
I thought you gave me a look like F you. Like,
no, that's a affirmative. Like, I'll take one, too.
Yeah, that is my Five Guys power burger right there.
Are you, like, immune to the fact that you live in one of the weirdest areas of the country? Like, as far as Southern Oregon and Northern California, just in general of the weirdness that's around that area?
No, man. I mean, I got to be honest. I mostly listen to the podcast, like, retroactively. But there's been so many times where I've been tempted to call in because you guys are talking about this stuff and it's either happening in my backyard, metaphorically speaking, of course, keep my stuff pretty tight.
Right.
Or, you know, I saw that yesterday on the sidewalk. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
So, not immune to it at all.
All right.
Anyway, the way that I feel like I'm winning, and this is gonna be cheesy as hell, I got to be honest, but it's my wife. She's just a fantastic lady.
And nice. Two vaginas.
There's nothing wrong with that, man. It's not cheesy at all.
Yeah, good.
That's what everyone aspires to, is to be with a partner that they like. Is awesome. Yes.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's cheesy as hell, but there's no shame in my game. I'll shout it from the outhouse.
How long have you guys been together?
It's going to sound weird. 7 years.
Seven years. Now,
no itch.
Did you outkick the coverage based on your looks?
It's hard to say. Like, some people tell me that I look like David Boreanaz, okay?
All right.
I don't see it, but I've heard it enough that, like, when somebody starts to say, you know who you look like.
Wait, is that the guy from, was it Bones or something
David,
like that?
David, what's his last name?
Yeah.
Boreanaz.
Boring anus. Yes.
Boring anus. Yeah.
David.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
Oh, wow.
If you look even close to that. All right.
Oh, I don't see it, but.
I don't get it.
Screw you, man.
All right. Look, I've heard it all the time. The only time I've ever been offended and or surprised, I'm in a dive bar. And some chick walks up and she's like, hey, man, you know who you look like? And I kind of roll my eyes expecting to get this answer. And then she hits me with Tony Romo. I'm like,
Well, Tony Romo dated Carrie Underwood. Like, let's not act like Tony Romo's an ugly.
Hey, look, man, somebody, a sushi chef in Miami, thought that I was Dennis Rodman. There's no one uglier on this earth than frickin' Dennis Rodman. So while the chef was excited, believing that I was him, when the waiter told me this, I'm like, F that guy, man.
A lady at QFC just stopped me and goes, somebody ever told you you look like Jack Black? but why did you? Don't stop me in the store and say that.
That really happened?
Yes. That and stop sending me videos of the Savannah Bananas umpire dancing.
So you
why, did you look like him too?
Yes.
Note, oh, Jesus.
On a quick side note, you know, thrilled with you saying somebody once told you looking like Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
I don't see it, so I apologize for their poor taste. But my wife is cool enough that she's actually met Dennis Rodman.
Did she sleep with him?
So she's a bartender.
You know, I mean, here's the thing. Maybe she did, maybe she didn't. She's with me now. So
she was a bartender. Right?
No, I like your spirit.
Maybe she's a bartender.
Maybe she didn't, whatever.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. We've all got a pass, so.
No, there's nothing wrong with being a bartender. That's just the only place you can meet Dennis Rodman. Is in a bar.
Yeah, basically.
So unless she was a patron in the bar.
A bar in Vegas, so there you go.
Yeah,
that all makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, that's how I'm winning, man. My wife, she's cool as heck.
That's awesome.
And, now, would she say the same thing about you?
I think so, man. I mean, I'm a fairly solid, decent dude, but I have my moments just like any of us.
Sure, sure.
And she's always there to hold it down and, you know, give me the either the pickup or the
the
get
put
it
down
together speech. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
That's what partners are for.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay. David Boreanaz, and I get Dennis frickin' Rodman, you get Jack Black.
Oh, you know, she was a bartender in Vegas. I can just see how ugly she could be.
Yeah.
That ugly right. Bartender we all know in Vegas, whether it be male, female, whatever.
Yeah, no kidding.
It does not exist. When it comes to life, family, job, genetics, or whatever, how are you winning? 206-803-ROD.
The only ugly bartender I've ever really seen at casinos is in Atlantic City.
Well, that's par for the course.
Right, yes, exactly.
I went to a restaurant that, I won't say the name, but Miles and I very much enjoy it. Right. Like, that girl's just gross.
Oh, damn, man.
Yeah. I mean, I could get past it, but I don't know. Sometimes, like, a large tattoo on the cleavage, just...
Right.
And it's just that one. Just like, ugh, that's a tough look.
I would say to everybody, man, and I mean this, if you get the opportunity to go to Atlantic City, just do it once.
Yeah.
Because you will not
Why?
Believe. Because.
What about your car?
Because it's hard to explain to people exactly how gross and effed up Atlantic City is. But like when you go there, you'll say, got it. Completely understand.
But if you take
man.
A bus to get there, then you have to wait for the bus time to leave.
Yeah.
If you take your car there, your car's gone.
Yeah, your car will disappear.
So how do you get there?
Do the bus.
I guess.
Really, just do the bus, man. Time
they,
it
they,
out.
They used to do bus day trips from like Philly, Baltimore, D.C.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Maybe they'd take you and drop you off in Delaware, and then they keep going to Atlantic City. It's just like, oh, God, man. Overnight trips, like, no.
To Atlantic City.
Well, they would have like the Marley Mall. They would have a bus that would be out there every Saturday or Sunday.
Oh, nothing
so
would
So people would meet up at like 7 o'clock in the morning. They would take the bus all the way up to Atlantic City because you really couldn't gamble then.
Nope.
So they had these weekly gambling trips. They ran them like 3 or 4 times a week.
And it's an awesome
I just
place.
Only saw them on the weekends, but yeah.
Yeah, I went there when I turned 21. Like, the casino was fine, but yeah, then we like, right, we weren't winning, and then we went to a strip club, and New Jersey has all these weird rules.
Yeah.
So we were like drinking beers, and like they keep dancing. After like the third dance, I was like, is she going to take the like the bikini off? And they're like, oh, we don't dance nude here. We're serving booze.
And then you go to the one that they get naked. They don't serve booze, but you can bring your own in.
Yeah, you bring your
so
own.
So you
yeah.
can BYOB at a strip club, and they can get naked.
Yeah.
If you buy it in the strip club, they can't.
They can't.
So where would you rather go?
Yeah, that's...
I mean, Jesus.
We just didn't have the option. We would have.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Cherry Hill has tons of them.
But I felt like a jackass.
Because you asked?
Well, no, yeah, just...
Can I actually see your breast? No, sir, you cannot.
I didn't mind asking. I felt like an idiot sitting there, and we're like, all right, next one. One more dance. And then it's like, she's leaving the stage? Like, what is going on?
Well, that's
after this third girl does it, I'm just like, are we in the wrong place? It's not a strip club? She's like, well, it is, but they don't get naked. And I was like, what, no boo?
Right. So,
yeah.
Well,
I had a flashback.
New Jersey's the alcohol, the liquor board... They only have so many liquor licenses.
Yeah.
And if you buy a building that's got one, your grandfather did.
Mm-hmm.
You could buy a 1,000-square-foot building that'll cost you $6 million
because
that
has
is the value of the liquor license.
Yep.
Yep.
So in New Jersey, most of the restaurants can't afford that, and they don't have one. They are in line to get one.
Right.
Like, you're in line to get Seahawks season tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 20 years you'll get it, right? But they're in that same kind of line. But it's millions and millions of dollars. I have been in restaurants, very nice restaurants, in New Jersey, where my first wife's folks lived, where people have walked in with two 12-packs of Milwaukee Best Light.
Just so they can have a drink with dinner.
So they have beers with dinner. Two 12-packs of the cheapest beer you can buy. And they have a corking fee, so they'll charge you to bring it in.
Yep.
Whatever that is, $2, $3, depending on what you bring
in. But how much money do you save?
But then they bring you a big jug of ice to put them in.
Yeah.
They'll bring you a cooler. I saw them bring like a styrofoam cooler, and packing them full
I'll be honest with you.
For your beers.
I would prefer it that way. Just for the call.
Think about how much money you save.
That's what I mean. If you open a restaurant, and you know this, if you have a liquor license, you're making your money off of the booze, right? The food cost, you just try to get that right. But the markup on alcohol is extraordinary. So, I mean, honestly, if I could roll in with a handle of Jack, that's mine.
Mm-hmm.
And it won.
You bought it as cheaper?
It's definitively cheaper, right? Can they still cut you off?
I'm pouring the Jack. Look, it's their place, so they can do whatever they want. You're the customer. When it comes to life, be it a family, job, genetics, or whatever, how are you winning? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Danny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. How are you winning, Jenny?
How am I winning? Well, my family has been like, we have like five generations of fishermen in my family.
Okay.
So I am the fifth generation fisherman. And my grandfather likes to tell me that I am the best fisherman that he has ever seen.
Now, when you say fisherman, are you talking commercial? Or are you talking about, hey, we're going to take the boat out on the weekend and slay it?
I'm going to college right now for fisheries.
Okay.
So I go to like hatcheries. So I'm out like every day, you know, like all the time. I like to fly fish. That's probably the best that I'm best at. It's like as soon as I hit the water with my fly fishing rod, like I instantly catch anything. It's insane.
Now,
I feel like I have the best luck.
Do you go out and check the bugs, or do you just have like a vast array of flies that you just kind of guess on based on the bugs in the area?
Well, my grandfather, he actually ties flies, and so he's teaching me to tie flies, but we don't use bugs. We use our flies. Like woolly boogers are probably going to be the best fly because that can catch almost anything.
Are you better in waders, or are you better off of the everything in front of you on the bank?
Definitely waders. I like to be in the water.
Okay.
All right. See, my buddy is a guide in Montana, and he said, take one class, right? One class, and we will go up and absolutely slay him.
Yeah.
And I can do bank. I'm fine with a rod and reel in front of me. I just can't do the whole loop-de-loop-de-loop, farther cast. So, but there's
it's hard.
There's a place up on East Lake that they do lessons. So I was just thinking about maybe going up there and seeing if I can get a lesson. You know, they kind of do it like in a parking lot or some crap, you know, where you have a little bit of room behind you and you don't get caught up in a tree.
Right. Where's the...
Well, that's the fun of it, you know, getting caught in a tree. You got to do it, you know. You got to catch yourself with your fly. That's part of it.
Where's the best place you fished?
Definitely Puget Sound. I love to fish by Deception Pass.
Okay.
But that's so deep. So they're running on top for the most part.
Yeah.
What, like Chinooks?
Rockfish, actually.
Huh. You're catching bass?
Well, yeah, there's this little lake that I like to go to, but it's in Eastern Washington. I catch bass over there, but they're not very big. They're just like 6 inches kinda or five. They're really small. But it's actually really good. Rockfish fishing right below Deception Pass.
I'll be damned. Okay. Yeah, rock fishing in the Chesapeake Bay where we originally from, like that is massive.
That is huge.
Delicious.
Yeah.
That and blues.
And then I'd be remiss if I didn't say Flathead Lake in Montana. Hottest fish I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
It was unbelievable.
You're on fire?
Oh, anybody. Like, if you've never cast it, I'd be like, here's how to cast. Catch fish.
You can swim out and grab one.
You basically could.
Ted versus the FCC coming up at 4:35, and we get your emails on the way next from the men's room at KISW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.